Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. And at this time, we're going to start off with a word of prayer. We have Evangelist Mae McBell Edmond, who's going to lead our opening prayer. God bless Evangelist Mae.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this opportunity and giving us another chance to lift up the name of Jesus and give praises unto thy holy name. We pray that you will look upon us, O Lord, that you continue to bless, that you will bless this ministry, bless the speaker of the hour, that you will send your word and send thine anointing. Let it reach some soul. Let some soul be blessed tonight. We know that thou art able, and we know you have the power. Lord, you know all of our needs. You know the desires of our hearts. Oh, my God, we're seeking to do your will. We're seeking to please you in every way. We pray that you look upon us with compassion and mercy. Help us to stand. Help us to go through. Help us to endure our temptation. Help us, oh, Lord. And where we're weak, we pray that you will give us strength, that you will give us strength enough that we can make this journey, Lord. Help us to continue to look to you and take you at your word. We pray, Lord, that you have mercy upon us. Help us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that you may exalt us in due time. We realize we can do nothing without you. We're dependent on you. We're looking to you, Lord, the author and finisher of our faith. Have your way in our lives. Help us to seek to please you in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Bless us, poor Lord. We need a blessing. Oh, my God. We want to do your will. We want to speak your word. Help us today, Lord. Make us bold soldiers. Help us not to take down nor draw back on you, but help us to tell what you give us to tell. Help us, oh, Lord, to speak your word in holy boldness. Help us, Jesus. You said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We take you at your word. We believe you today, Lord. Help us to go through, Lord. Help us to stand, Jesus. Oh, my God, we need you. We need you, Jesus. Oh, my God, go with us. Stand by us. Lead us on to victory. Help us, oh, Lord. Help us right now, Lord. We're waiting on you, depending on you. We realize we can do nothing without you, but our faith looks up to you. We're looking to you, oh, Lord, to take us through. Now, Lord, I pray that you look on every listener, all those who have tuned in on tonight. We pray that you give them a special blessing. Touch today, oh, Lord. Save the unsaved. Heal them that are sick. Deliver them that are bound. Give strength to the weak. Help your people to go through. Help them to endure. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for all things. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your grace.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You for your mercy.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, oh, Lord.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your anointing. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Help us to see your book to you.
Yes,
Lord. Pour out of thy spirit tonight. Oh, my God, let us feel thy presence. Oh, Lord, help us, Jesus.
Help us.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you for all things. Pray that you continue to go with us. Stand by. We'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist May. And I thank God for his touch already, for his anointing. Praise the Lord. I just thank God. I'm happy to be on this broadcast tonight. It is by the grace of God that we are here. And for the benefit of those of you who are tuning in for the first time, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. I am the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God in Baltimore, Maryland. And Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, which is Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the president and Northern District Overseer. Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is the vice president and Southern District Overseer, and also the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God in Jacksonville, Florida. And we thank God for our leaders. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for all the people of God. And we invite you to just lift up the Lord with us tonight. We invite you to get involved and to listen for the voice of the Lord. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture by Deacon Nelson Tyler. God bless you, Deacon Tyler.
God bless you. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this service tonight. I thank God for you. And I will be reading from Psalm 111. I will be reading from the King James Version Bible. The word of God is, praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment, and all his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endures forever. May the Lord ever bless you to the reading of his holy words. And I thank God for them. I'd like to give a testimony of how the Lord blessed me. It was about 2 years, if it's all right with you, Evangelist.
Go ahead.
About 2 years ago, I was getting checked by the physicians, and they were watching something that was going on in my body for years, over 8 years. And this time, they had told me that the levels in a certain part of my body had went from a 2, then I had raised to a 12, then it was up to a 22. So the doctor told me to go to an oncology, which is a cancer doctor, and he told me I had cancer, and it was steadily growing, going up, and it'd be spreading throughout my body. So he told me that I should have some different things I could do. I could go on radiation therapy, or I could have the part taken out. Well, I took it unto the Lord. Looking to the Lord, because I want to lead and guide and direct my path, and I know I can't go wrong. So I went to the Lord, and he gave me, well, to get it taken out. And I thank God for that. So I went and had it taken out, and I didn't have to be cut open. The Lord gave me to get it done laparoscopically. It's with a small robot. And the doctor, the surgeon, he operated on me on a Friday and sent me home Saturday. And I went back to see the doctor about a month later. So I went in, and the doctor was asking me all these questions. How do I feel? Is there any blood, or is there any this, any that? How's everything going? I told the doctor, I just feel fine. Everything is fine. No issues anywhere. So he says, Well, Mr. Tyler, before you leave, I just want to get a blood test to see what your levels are now. So I went and had my blood work done. I came home, and I was sitting down to talk to my wife, who is Mother Tyler of the Christian Temple Church in Camden. And the doctor, the oncologist, called me up. He was all he said, Mr. Tyler. I said, yes. He says, well, I have some good news for you. He said that your levels are now zero. And I thank God. I bless God for that. He was so surprised. And to make it quick, I've been back three times now, and my levels are still zero. The cancer is gone. And that just lets you know when God heals you, he's the one that does the healing. You know, the doctor may treat me, but he's the one that, the God is the one that does the healing. And the scripture tells you with his stripes we are healed, and he's the Lord God that heals us. And I thank God for my healing. So that's a short testimony. I wanted to give you as many more, but that's one recent one, how the Lord just healed my body, and I thank God for it. Evangelist, are you still there?
I'm still there.
Evangelist, are you still there?
I am.
Is it all right if I sing a song, a little bit of a song?
Yes, go ahead.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. All right. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, I thank God for all he's done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, well, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I thank God for saving me. I thank God for saving me. Well, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. And I thank God for saving me. And I thank you, Evangelist, for giving me this space. God bless everyone. Service in the hands of Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for
hallelujah.
Saving me.
Amen.
God. Thank the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Bless your name, Lord. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. I thank God for saving me.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
To God. We had to praise God, give him some praise sometimes.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Father.
I thank the Lord for that selection. Come
thank
to
you,
Deacon Tyler. It's right on time. And
yes,
that's
Lord.
That's what I want to do is thank God
yes,
for saving
yes.
me. And
yes,
I want to give him some thanks and praise
yes.
for, his
oh,
grace,
yes.
for his mercy. And his
yes,
compassion
thank
that
you,
he
Father.
Has bestowed upon us.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
God is a good God.
Yes,
the
Lord.
Psalmist said, praise ye the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Praise
Amen.
He said, I will praise the Lord with
yes,
my
Lord.
Whole heart.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank
glory
you, Father.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Yes, thank you,
Father. Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord.
Yes,
Lord. So worthy tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Thank the Lord. I enjoyed that testimony coming through Deacon Tyler because nobody can do that but God.
No one but God.
Clear up whatever situation is going on in our body.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Somebody needs to hear these testimonies.
Yes, Lord.
And when you give your testimony, it's going out all over.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And it's going out over into the foreign countries.
Yes, Lord. Thank
Africa,
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
In Europe.
Yes.
Glory to God. somebody is listening to that testimony.
Yes,
if
Lord.
Somebody may be in the same situation.
Amen.
They need to know that God can heal their body.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
I just thank God for that beautiful testimony, for the song, the scripture reading, for everything thus far that has been said and done to the glory and honor of God. The Lord is worthy of the praise. I tell you, we got to praise him. I don't know where we are. Maybe
Amen.
On the radio, teleconference, whatever.
Amen.
Still got to give God some praise.
Amen.
Lift up his name.
Yes.
Because he is worthy. The great things that he has done in our lives.
Oh, yes.
His work, every bit of the praises.
Amen.
We send up to the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord is saying in his word, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Amen.
And a good understanding have all they that do his commandments.
Amen.
His praise endure forever.
Amen.
Glory to God. I just thank God for that beautiful passage of scripture that was read also. God's word is true and his word is right.
Amen.
So we thank the Lord thus far for this program on tonight on this broadcast, the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And we are looking forward to hearing the word of God, hearing what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Whatever the Lord says or does, whichever way he goes, I'm satisfied.
Yes,
so I just
Lord.
Thank the Lord for this opportunity. And now we will turn this part of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may bring the word of God or however the Lord leads her. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for those beautiful, uplifting, encouraging words and exhortations coming through Evangelist May. And I tell you, I really enjoyed that testimony and that song of praise from Deacon Tyler. That was so beautiful, and I felt the anointing. The Lord touched me while you were going forth and singing that song. And I thank God for it, for the moving of his spirit. Now, I thank the Lord for this broadcast and for all of you who have tuned in on tonight. And you can be blessed in the same way. Just the thought
Amen.
Of the goodness of Jesus. And all
Amen.
That he's done, just
thank
that,
you, Father.
It makes my soul cry out. It makes my soul
yes.
just bellow out a praise, thanking
Amen.
God
right.
for what he's done,
yes.
saving me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
yes, thank,
Lord.
You,
thank you, Jesus.
I thank God for saving
thank you,
me.
Yes.
Oh, it's got to be down
yes.
in you. You have to
yes,
know
Lord.
For yourself what God did for you. And
Amen.
It won't be where it's like a light switch, you can turn it off and on. God
mm-hmm.
is the one who just, he will quicken you. You
yes.
you can be anywhere. And that
Amen.
Of his goodness will just make you shout out.
Happy. Mm-hmm.
Your hand will go up. Or you
Amen.
Might even cut
yes.
a step because you just need to praise him in that moment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh,
Amen.
Praise be God. I thank God for his goodness and for what he's already done. Praise the Lord. And, and I just want to say that we were listening to the Power Prayer Line on last night, and we
mm-hmm.
heard the word come forth in power and in demonstration. Praise
mm-hmm.
you, my God. It was a beautiful message that we heard. Amen. And it's important for leaders to know what they have to do when it comes
Amen.
To being a shepherd or pastoring or leading
yes.
the people of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So we thank God for everything that's already been said and done thus far. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for your goodness and mercy. Oh, God, we ask that you will look upon us with compassion. Lord, we ask that you will bless your, through your word. Whoever is listening, let a blessing come upon them. Whoever is in pain, whoever is grieving, oh, my God, we pray right now that you will ease that pain and that you will lift that burden, oh, God, that you will move upon them in the name of Jesus. We know you are able to do all things, and we are depending on you, not our will, but let your holy will be done. Lord, we ask these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Amen. At this time, let us go to the Word of God, and I'll be speaking from St. John, the 10th chapter. St. John, the 10th chapter. Beginning with verse 14, praise the Lord. St. John, 10th chapter, beginning with verse 14. And we'll read as far as the Lord leads. Amen. Praise be to God. And this is a beautiful passage of Scripture. Pray along with me as we go into the Scriptures. St. John, the 10th chapter, verse 14, and it reads, I am the good shepherd. And know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore does my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore, among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, he has a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, these are not the words of him that has a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works have I shewed you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. Say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest? Because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe
that the Father is in me and I in him. Therefore, they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand and went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true, and many believed on him there. Amen. We thank God for the reading of the Word of God, taken from St. John, the 10th chapter, verses 14 through 42. May the Lord bless us through the hearing of his Word. And the title for the message this evening is Ministering While Persecuted. And the theme is Preach If You Have to Run. Hallelujah. Praise God. In this passage of scripture, Jesus began to talk about himself being the good shepherd. Amen. And he also spoke about the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus was telling his disciples and those around that he came to give them life and that more abundantly. Praise the Lord. He also described a hireling, someone who was hired to watch over the sheep. But when the hireling sees a wolf coming, they're not going to care for the sheep. They'll take off running and leave the sheep behind. Praise God. But Jesus, he is the good shepherd. The good shepherd is going to give his life for the sheep. Amen. And as Jesus began to minister, everything that he said was true. However, those who were listening, they were cut with the truth. Sometimes the truth does hurt. Amen. When someone is reaching out to you and ministering to you, maybe God laid it on their heart or moved on them to come to you and to bring out some things that are happening with you that you feel like nobody knows about. Praise God. You might think that nobody knows the envy that is in you, and nobody is aware of that terrible temper that you have, or that no one knows how you are sneaking around sinning and thinking that nobody saw you. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that God can see you. And when God brings it out, it hurts. Hallelujah. The truth will make you free. The truth, according to Jesus' word, saying that the truth shall make you free. And you're going to know the truth. And he said, by knowing the truth is going to make you free. Hallelujah. It's time to own up to the wrong that you've done and to confess your sins before God. And ask the Lord to forgive your sin. Ask God to have mercy upon you. Amen. And then you can hear the voice of the Lord and follow him. Because he says his sheep knows his voice. He's known of them and he knows his sheep. Amen. So he is the good shepherd. And the Father knows Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus declared, saying to them, that he knows the Father. And he told them that he laid down his life for the sheep. This is a shepherd who loves and cares for the sheep. So much so that his own life is not preserved, but rather laid down to preserve the sheep. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And also, Jesus said other sheep he had that were not of this fold that he was describing, and this was his disciples who he was referring to as his sheep in this fold. But he had other sheep who were not in the fold at the time, but he said, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one and one shepherd. Oh, praise be to God. As Jesus began to minister to them, he spoke about his Father and how much his Father loved him because he laid down his life for the sheep. Oh, praise be to God. But the Father had given him the commandment that he could lay it down and also take it again. And he said this in the 18th verse, saying, no man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Jesus did everything according to the will of God. Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
But while he was ministering to the Jews, some of them did believe, but others did not. And that brought about a division among the Jews. Some began to say that he had a devil and that he was mad. Oh, glory be to God. But others, they said, these are not the words of someone with a devil. And asked the question, can a devil open the eyes of the blind? They saw the miracles. They saw all the good works. But in spite of that, they felt like Jesus was blaspheming and making himself God. Hallelujah. But Jesus spoke to them concerning their law, and they knew it was in the law what Jesus said to them about being God. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Jesus. But they got angry, and they got so mad that they took up stones and wanted to stone Jesus. Praise be to God. They didn't have the power to take his life. Well, glory to God. And it wasn't time for him to lay down his life at that particular time. Praise the Lord. And the other things that Jesus began to say to them, it got them even more angry, and they sought to take him. Oh, hallelujah. But Jesus, he escaped out of their hands. Oh, glory to God. Because he's the one who has the power to lay down his life and to take it again. No man can take it from him. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. So I want to say to you tonight who are ministering out there, they're going to call you devil. They're going to call you fake, false. They're going to persecute you. They're going to ridicule you. They're going to turn their backs on you. Oh, hallelujah. But you keep on ministering, even though you're going through what you're going through. Think about Jesus and how he endured all of these things from the people he ministered to. Oh, glory to God. What about you and me? But I want to say to you, sometimes you do have to run for your life. As Jesus did, he escaped out of their hands. And after he did that, Jesus, he went to a place where somebody heard the wondrous works of God and witnessed the miracles of God. And in that
yes.
place, a lot of people believed on him. Oh, praise the
yes.
Lord. And they were saying how John didn't do any miracles, but everything John said about Jesus was true. And they acknowledged it. They acknowledged it. That John, he told the truth about Jesus, even though John didn't perform miracles like Jesus. But they heard about Jesus, and when Jesus came and spoke to them, oh, glory to God, many of them believed. So if you were in one place and you're being persecuted, or people are not accepting the word of God and not doing what God wants them to do, but yet trying to shut you down, trying to put a stop to you, trying to impede your progress,
mm-hmm.
you might have to run, but keep on ministering while you run.
Yeah.
Because along the way, you're going to cross paths with somebody who will hear the word of God, who will
yes.
give their life to Jesus, who will be glad to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of
yes.
peace, hallelujah, to know that there is hope in Jesus. Oh, glory be to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To know that their life can be changed forever, all for the better. To know that Jesus is the good shepherd, the one
Amen.
That laid down his life and took it up again, the one that went on Calvary's cross. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, and hung there from the sixth to the ninth hour. Oh, glory to God, to know that he did it all for us. He did it for the
yes.
world. Glory, thank you, Lord. But we need to go about ministering. No need of feeling bad or despondent because people hate you. Well, thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Don't worry about those who despitefully use you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about
yes.
those who persecute you and ridicule you, put you down, say all manner of evil
yes.
about you. Just
mm-hmm.
keep on
yes.
praying for them and keep on ministering
Amen.
As you go. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes you may even have to change your residence. Move.
Yes.
From the area that you're
yes.
in.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But let God lead you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Don't just go because somebody's persecuting you. If the Lord gives you to stay there, you wait until the
Amen.
Lord says, go. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
As the disciples,
Amen.
After the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, the disciples, they were persecuted, and they began to scatter abroad. And that
yes.
caused the word of God to increase, because as they went, oh, yes, Lord, they preached Jesus. They preached the
yes.
gospel of Jesus Christ, and souls were converted, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, because they kept on ministering. Oh, hallelujah. So sometimes we do have to run for our lives because
yes,
somebody
yes.
can't stand the truth. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
They'll call you all kinds of names, say all
mm-hmm.
kinds of things mm-hmm. about you. But they did it
yes.
to Jesus. Glory
yes,
to God.
They did.
They did the same thing to Jesus. So what
Amen.
About
Amen.
Us? What about us? Amen.
Yes.
As the Lord making the way for the word of God to go out, somebody is hearing the word. Somebody's
Amen.
Soul
Amen.
Is being blessed.
Amen.
Somebody is
Amen.
Encouraged.
somebody is feeling uplifted now because they can hear news of Jesus Christ. They can hear God's word in its fullness. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And everything that they have need of, they know now that God has it and he wants to give it to them. Oh, thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Praise the Lord. If we need anything, you heard the glorious testimony. All you have to do is just give the Lord your heart. You know, praise him with your whole heart. Give everything to him, and he will take care of you. He will
Amen.
Keep your body healed. Yes, sicknesses
Amen.
And diseases, they come on us. Oh,
yes,
because we are in the flesh. But God is our healer.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes.
God will lay his hand upon us. Oh, yes.
Amen.
And he will heal us. Praise be to God. If there's any need for surgery, God has the power to perform the surgery without
Amen.
Even using a knife. Oh, hallelujah. He don't have to stand you up after making a cut in your body. But God, yes, Lord, he can go inside of your body and he can perform a mighty work, a miracle. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And make you completely whole. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He's that kind of God. And
Amen.
If you don't
Amen.
Know the Lord, I want to encourage you and urge you to get to know him as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You're dealing
yeah.
with situations. You're going through something and don't know what to do. You can turn it over to Jesus, and he will
yes.
work out. He'll fix it
yes.
just for you. Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing is impossible. You can come to him and bring all of your burdens. You can bring all your problems, all your troubles. Just bring them to the Lord and give
Amen.
Them to the Lord. You can cast them all on him because he cares. Lord, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
yes,
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Though no matter what the enemy does, Jesus
uh-huh.
described him as a thief, and he's
Amen.
Out to steal your soul.
Uh-huh.
You might have been
yes.
along this way for quite a while, but know this, the enemy, that thief, is out to steal your soul. He want to steal your
yes,
joy.
He is.
He want to steal everything that God has given you. He is
Amen.
Out
Amen.
To take it away from you. Praise be to God.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
And the Lord
Amen.
Said that he give unto his sheep eternal life and they shall
mm-hmm.
never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of his hand. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Once we are in the hands of the Lord, the devil
yes.
cannot pluck us out.
No.
Oh, yes, he wants to steal
yes.
us. He wants to kill us and destroy us.
Amen.
But he
Amen.
Cannot pluck us out of the hands of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. Are you following him? You say that you are his sheep
mm-hmm.
and say that he's your shepherd. But are you following him? Can you hear
yes.
him? Can you hear his voice? He said, my sheep hear my voice.
Amen.
And those Jews who were there, they couldn't hear his voice because they were not of the fold. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glory to God. They thought that they were, but they were not.
Mm-hmm.
But the
Amen.
Lord has other sheep, and he's gathering his sheep into his fold so
Amen.
That there will be one fold and one shepherd. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I thank God for making the way. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I thank God for allowing me to hear his voice. Praise God.
Amen.
When I heard the voice of Jesus, I began to follow. Hallelujah. And I related my testimony. I've told portions of it at times, but I'm reminded of how the Lord called me out of the world. And I had the vision of Jesus calling me. And I I answered that call. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And I'm so glad I did. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's why that song touched me to when I think on the goodness of Jesus and all
that
he's done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank him for saving me. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Because he didn't have to do it. There was nothing I did to deserve to be saved. But Jesus came all the way down through 42 generations. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He walked among sinful men. They persecuted him. Oh, Lord. They ridiculed him. They despised him. They rejected him. Oh, glory to God. But he laid his life down just for me so that I would not be lost. And every time I think on how good the Lord is to me and how merciful and compassionate he is toward me, it causes my soul to cry out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And that's why I don't mind if somebody call me out of my name. I don't mind if they try to drag my name through the dirt. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I don't mind if they tell lies on me. Glory be to God.
Amen.
I'm going to keep on ministering. I'm going to continue to minister. And I'm just going to get on out of their way. If it's not my time, I'm going to run for my life. If I have
Amen.
To. Praise be to my God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But ministering while persecuted is not easy.
Yes.
It takes the grace of God to be able to do that, to continue to minister while you're being persecuted. And somebody trying to stop you and take your life. Trying to take everything from you. Sometimes it's not particularly your natural life they're trying to take, but they're trying to take away your dignity. They're trying to take your joy. They're trying to take everything, your reputation. They're trying to ruin it.
Yes.
Turn people against you.
Yes.
That's what was happening there. Some, there was a division. Some were turned against Jesus, but others did believe. And that thief, he wanted to destroy everything about you. I mean, utterly destroy your whole entire life. But don't let him do it. Don't allow him to do that. And if you feel like the person who is leading you, if they're not leading you in the right way, if they are those who are not treating you like God commanded them to feed you the word of God, if you feel like you're being led astray, you need to seek God for guidance so he can remove you
from that situation and placed you under the care of someone who's going to take care of the sheep, feed the sheep, who's going to go after the lost sheep, hallelujah, who's going to encourage the sheep, keep the sheep together, amen. Praise the Lord. What is happening these days, like that message came on last night. The shepherds, the pastors, those in leadership, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And they don't love the sheep. They only want what they can get so they can fatten up themselves and get anything they want. Just bring me this and bring me that. They just want prosperity. They want filthy milk. They want everything that they can milk of the people. Praise be to God. And they're not giving them the word of God. They're not feeding the sheep like God commanded. If you're in that situation, you need to pray until God gets you out of it. Because that's not going to be healthy for you, spiritual-wise. You can lose your life spiritually. The Lord wants us to have life. And he wants us to have it more abundant. And I thank God for his word. I thank God for this opportunity just to share the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And tonight, if there's anyone who desires to be saved, who wants to give your life to Jesus, this is your opportunity. No need to wait or put it off. But tonight, you can confess your sins before the Lord. Ask the Lord to forgive you and ask him to save you. Amen. He is a loving God. He's a God who cares. And there are a lot of people who feel like nobody cares, nobody loves them. But I want you to know that God truly loves you, and he cares for you. He cares about you. He wants you to be saved. He doesn't want anybody to perish. That's why he sent Jesus, so that you don't have to perish. You don't have to die and lose out with God. But you can have eternal life and live with God forever. That's what God wants for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you don't know him in the departing of your sin, right now, repent and be godly sorry to the point where you never want to sin again against God. And ask God to have mercy upon you. He will have mercy. He will abundantly pardon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If there's anyone who's going through and struggling with situations or something going on in your life and you desire to be delivered of this thing, I'm here to tell you that Jesus wants to do it for you right now. Oh, glory be to God. But we're going to go to God and petition him on your behalf. Praise be to my God. And anyone else with a special prayer request who desires something of the Lord, we're going to God and petitioning him in faith, believing that God is going to do it just for you. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So let us put our minds on the Lord right now. And let us just think on him. Praise be to God.
Yes, Lord.
In our hearts, open our hearts and allow him to come in and work. Oh, glory be to God. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Lord God, we come before you, humbling ourselves and asking for mercy. Lord, we come to you, O God, asking that you will look down on us with compassion and that you will forgive all of our sins and take them away from us, Lord Jesus. While we're praying this prayer, O God, incline your ear and hear our cry. Lord Jesus, spy for just a little while, Lord. We come, Lord Jesus, with special prayer requests tonight. Asking you, Lord, to please look on the soul that is repentant in their heart and asking for forgiveness. Lord, please be merciful and forgive their sins. Take away their sins, Lord. Clean them up on the inside and on the outside and fill them with the Holy Ghost and give them power, power to live right, power to keep your commandments, to walk upright before you, to be a witness unto you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we know you're able and you can do it even while we're praying this prayer. Oh, my God, move upon the soul, Lord Jesus. We're praying right now, God, and bringing a special petition before you for those who are struggling and desiring to be delivered, hallelujah, from their situation. And we ask to you, Lord, to send deliverance right now. Destroy the yoke of bondage. Bind the enemy on every side. Oh, my God, tear down the stronghold in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, Lord God. Loose the shackles, Lord, my God. You have the power to do everything, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Pray, Lord, on behalf of those who are sick in their bodies. Lord, some who know about the sickness and some are not even aware that they're carrying a disease or some illness in their body. We pray for them a special prayer, God, asking you for healing. Oh, my God, and make them whole, ever with whole.
Yes.
Completely whole. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Perfectly whole.
Thank you.
We know you can do it, Lord. Have mercy, oh, God. And bless them, Lord Jesus, with the blessing that they stand in need of. In the name of Jesus, cover under your blood, Lord. We come, Lord, on behalf of those who have an unspoken request. Oh, God, that nobody else knows about it. They haven't told anyone but you. Oh, yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my
thank
God,
you
know the thoughts of our minds before they even reach our minds.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Know our thoughts.
Yes,
Lord, bless your name, Jesus. And Lord, we ask a favor of you tonight that you will grant that unspoken request tonight, this night, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God, have your way and let your will
have
be done.
Have your way.
Move by your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you right now. Lord,
yes.
We are taking you at your word, and we are asking you to help us. Help us, Lord, to minister even in the midst of persecution, no matter what's going on, Lord. No matter if they reject your word, help us to continue in ministry and to do all that you have given us to do in the name of Jesus. Bless our leaders, oh God. Bless those tonight, oh God, who are on our prayer list. Lord, you can see these names that we have written out here, God. We're asking you to remember Evangelist Bradley and her family, Lord, to comfort and console them in this time of bereavement, Lord Jesus. Also, my co-worker, Tamber Nothan, and her family, Lord God, comfort them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are asking that you will comfort all the families who are bereaved of their loved ones or grieving tonight. Oh, Lord God, be close to the families and bless them.
Yes, we
will. You know who they are, Lord Jesus. I pray, God, that you will allow your angels to be there to uphold them, Lord, and to help through this difficult time. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, if there's anything else that I should pray for that I didn't mention tonight, you know about it, oh, God. And I pray, Lord, that you will grant it according to your will. And we believe together, Lord Jesus, that we have these petitions that we presented before you tonight, and we thank you.
Yes.
For just hearing
thank
our
you,
prayer, we thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you,
we thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
God, Lord. Thank you for the moving of your spirit.
Thank you.
We thank you, God,
thank
for your touch. Thank you for your healing power. Yes, thank you, Lord God, for deliverance.
Bless your holy name,
Lord. Thank you for the saving of souls. And fulfilling
you
with the Holy Ghost.
Lord,
we praise you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your healing power, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
The glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We
thank
you right now, Lord. We thank you. We lift
you
up and we magnify
you.
We bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God, we thank you for everything you've done. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For this prayer, Lord, and for this broadcast, we ask you to continue to bless it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God,
name
of Jesus, ask that you will accept our prayer, that you will let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And can somebody say thank you, Jesus? Can
thank you,
somebody
Jesus.
Give God a
thank
praise?
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Father.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Bless
you. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Praise
thank
God.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for prayer. Thank God for the word of God. And I pray that
you
have been blessed through
thank
the word
Father.
That something said can be a help to you along the way.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. At this time, we're going to have remarks from Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for that powerful message.
Yes, Lord.
And it's, I mean, preach if you have to run. Lord,
yes, Lord.
Day, and I tell you, when men won't mend their ways, they're calling right wrong, and they call it wrong right.
Yes.
The Bible said, because iniquity shall abound,
love
of many shall wax cold.
Amen.
Wax and cold. They're turning. I thought about Jesus when he gave the parable. He said if a good man of the house had known it, what watched the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up.
Amen.
He gave another parable about the servant. Glory to God, his Lord. He said his Lord delayeth his coming. And then he began to beat the people. Lord, I tell you, he began to beat the people and began to be drunken. Glory to God, we're living in the last days and people are drunken.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're not drinking the wine, but they are drunken, spiritually speaking. I tell you, we got to be vigilant and sober because the devil, he's wise. He's walking about seeking whom he may devour. I just thank the Lord for that word on tonight. We living in a time where people, they don't even want to receive the word, the true word of God anymore. They got a way of their own. They're going in their own way.
Yeah.
They're fixing things up to suit themselves. But it's not going to work. Preach if you have to run. And that's what we're going to have to do. Because the Bible said that times would come when they would not endure sound doctrine, but they will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Lord, it is just so much going on in these last days, but we got to stay focused. We got to keep preaching the word of God, not our words, not what we think, not our opinion, not what somebody told us, and not some gossip.
Amen.
We got to preach this word. That's how we got saved. We got saved through preaching of the gospel.
Amen.
The gospel was preached unto the about salvation and about Jesus and about what we needed to do to be saved. That's
Thank
what we need today. But people are preaching some of everything. It ain't, and some of it don't have nothing to do with the word of God.
Amen.
Nothing at all. And that's why the souls, they're getting weak. They're falling by the wayside. There's no shepherd to encourage them. Lord, I tell you, I feel like preaching again.
Go ahead again.
But there's no shepherd to come to their rescue. There's no shepherd that to help them to get through their test, no shepherd to help them to overcome, to be encouraged, to be strengthened.
Yes.
You're not there. You're not there. They're sleeping on the job. I tell you, we're going to get our pay.
Amen.
We're going to be paid. And I don't care. We can say what we want, and it goes from the top to the bottom.
Amen.
From the front to the back.
Yeah.
There's no way of getting around it. I heard somebody, Daniel Zaffer, used to sing a song that is too high, you can't go over. Too low, you can't go under.
Amen.
Too wide, and you can't
get around
go
it.
Around.
Amen.
You must come out through the door.
Amen.
You must come in through the door.
Yep.
Glory to God. Jesus said, I am the door.
Said so.
Glory to God. I tell you, we're not going to get in any other way. Our opinion ain't going to get us in there. Our thoughts ain't going to get us in there. What we feel ain't going to get us in there. But we got to be in the Word of God. And one thing about it, if we are not in the Word, we got a chance because we're still alive. We got a chance to get in the Word.
Amen.
Amen.
I just thank God for that message on the night.
Yes,
I tell you, Jesus, he's the one that he had to run for his life. They was ready to take his life, but he escaped and went somewhere else. You never know what you might have to do.
Amen.
Might have to run, might have to go somewhere else.
Amen.
If the Lord leads you, ain't nobody just going to walk out on their own.
Oh, no.
I
won't.
Walk out on my own. But if the Lord say go, I got to
go.
Amen.
I know what he told me to do. I can't do it there. I have to go somewhere else and do it.
Yes.
Because I must do it. He told me to do it.
That's it.
That's what he told me. And God is not a playboy. You mean what he said.
Amen.
I fear God. I have to do what he told me to do.
Yes, sir.
And I just thank God for that beautiful message coming through his name. It's Amin. She spoke boldly tonight.
Amen.
Yes, she did. She told it. She gave us the truth. So thank God for the word. And I thank God, too, for Deacon Tyler being on the line. I tell you, God is good. Beautiful
Thank you,
testimony.
Lord. Yes,
thank
Lord.
The Lord. And the song that was sang, I enjoyed it.
Yes.
God is good to us. He's good
Amen.
To us.
Amen.
We don't even deserve it, but he's just a good and a merciful God.
Yes,
to his
Lord.
People. And let us continue to look to the Lord and take him at his word, and let's stand on the word of God.
Amen.
And even if a person strays out of the way,
mm-hmm.
we don't hate them.
No.
We don't hate them because they stray.
No.
We don't hate them because they stumble. The word of God told us the other night, if they stumble, we're not supposed to be rejoicing and being glad
no.
that
oh,
they stumble.
No. Oh, no.
God is against that. We don't
Amen.
Laugh because
Amen.
Somebody stumbled or fell into the temptation.
Mm-hmm.
We pray for them. That's what
Amen.
We do.
Amen.
I just thank God for his word on tonight. I encourage you, Van Samin, continue to preach the word of God and let the Lord have his way. And God will be glorified.
Yes,
God
Lord.
Bless you. And at this time, Deacon Tyler would like to have remarks you may at this time.
Yes, thank God. I thank God for the word tonight from Evangelist Amin. And I tell you, boy, I'm just rejoicing here now. God is a
yes.
good God, you know. You know, people don't have to pep you up or, you know, and try to make you feel happy. God, he said he'll do it, you know. Even
yeah.
his word, you read his word, he'll give you joy, you know. And I thank God. God is just good. Oftentimes I think about where would I be if not for God, you know. The good Lord brought me from a long way, you know. And the way things are going in this world today, I just thank God. I have Christ in my life and for knowing the word of God. There's some people are out here preaching the true
yes.
word of God. You know, they don't water it
yes.
down. They bring it out, you know. And how can you really get mad at the word of God? That is the word of God. That's what counts. And he told you to preach the word, you know, go and preach the word throughout this world, you know. And I thank God for it. People are doing just that, as the evangelist May was just saying, not your opinion or what you think or this or that, the word. What does the word say? And that's it. And I thank God that I have a mind to obey the word of God, for God can't fail. I thank God for all the many blessings that he's bestowing upon me, how the blessings are overtaking me. And I also know, if I don't do what is required of me in the sight of God, the way he's blessing me, he can turn it around and curse me. And I truly don't want to be cursed. And I thank God. I'm happy. I'm grateful for all things. You know, I thank him for life, my health, my strength. You know, I could be so, things could be so different in my life. But the good Lord, he is my healer. He's the one that's taking
yes.
care of me. So what do I have to fear? I don't have a thing of fear in this life. I'm happy. I'm grateful for all things in his holy name. So thanks. You just pray for me that the Lord will continue to bless me. Thank you for this space there, sister.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word tonight, and thank God for those exhortations coming through Deacon Tyler. That's right. He said, you don't need nothing to make you happy, pump you up.
No.
That's
right.
He sang the song tonight, when I think of the goodness.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
My soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank
yes,
God
Lord.
For saving me.
Amen.
Lord, that's all you need. All you need is Jesus.
That's it.
And Jesus will help you to be joyful and happy. And
see me through. Amen.
Amen. He will
Amen.
Take you through.
Yep.
And at this time, we thank the Lord for all things for this broadcast. And now this part of the broadcast is back into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for all the remarks and exhortations. Also, just thank God for everything he's done, for his touch,
yes.
For the moving of his spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
I'm just happy down in my soul. God. He's doing great
yes.
and mighty things. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I keep thinking about
thank
that song.
Thank you.
Lord, yes,
thank you.
When I think
thank
on the goodness
when
of
I
you.
Think.
Yes.
Lord, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
and all that he's done for me.
My yes, soul, Lord.
Yes.
Cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm about to get stirred up again. Praise God. But I'm enjoying Jesus. Amen. And I'm enjoying ministering for the Lord.
And thank you, Lord.
If there's anyone else on the line, any clergy who would like to have remarks, you're certainly welcome to do so. If there's anyone else. So if not, we do invite you to use our guest line to give remarks, to give testimony, to sing songs. You're certainly welcome to do that. And a few announcements before we close out the broadcast. Added to our prayer list is Evangelist Annette Bradley and family. Let us pray for them. She lost her mother. Let us keep them in our prayers. And also my coworker, Tambra Nothin, and family. She lost her father-in-law, so let us pray for her and family and any other names that I may not have, that you may know of. Let us keep them lifted up in prayer. And let us pray for our youth, our young people, the children, and the young school, teenagers, those in their youth. Let us keep them in our prayers. Anybody who's sick and shut in, let's pray earnestly for them continually. People with whatever problems they have, sicknesses, diseases, etc., who have requested prayer, let's continue to pray for them. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Also, we want to invite you to tune in to our broadcast on Friday night at 7 p.m. and also on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You're welcome to dial in, and I believe the dial-in number for our broadcast is 319-527-6763. If you would like to listen online, you can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title I School. The word one is spelled out, O-N-E. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title I School. And if you would like to listen to a replay of any of our broadcasts, you can log on to that same website and look up the on-demand broadcast and click on anyone. You can listen to a pre-recorded broadcast. Also, if you would like to correspond with us by email, you can send your email to prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. If you want to reach out to us by postal mail, that would be P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And you can send your prayer request. We would like to get a new number for you to send prayer requests. At this time, I do apologize. I have lost that phone, and I need a replacement. So if you desire prayer, we want to have a way for you to reach out and request prayer. In the meantime, you can use the prayerworksministry100@gmail.com to send your prayer request. Amen. Praise the Lord. And also, again, we want to encourage
anyone who would like to participate on the broadcast to use our guest call-in line, and that number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 7946408. Once again, the guest call-in line is 978-990-5270. Access code 7946408. And we urge you to take advantage of utilizing our guest line so you can be heard on the broadcast. If anyone has dialed in and would like to have something to say, give a testimony, or just say something, you're welcome to do so. And we give you that opportunity right now at this time. In the meantime, I really wanted to hear Deacon Tyler sing a portion of that song again.
No problem. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, well, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I thank God for saving me. I thank God for saving me. Oh, my soul cries up, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Thank God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Can we just take a little moment now and just give God a praise for just a brief
time? Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless your name, Lord. We bless your holy name, Lord. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We thank God for that little praise break. Praise God. Before we conclude the broadcast, Evangelist May, do you have anything additional?
No, that's it.
Amen. Deacon Tyler, anything else you want to add?
Oh, I just thank God for saving me.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory
yes, Lord.
Now, when we hang up from the broadcast, as I often say, your praise does not have to end there.
No.
You can go on praising the Lord, even if you're
Amen.
In the house by yourself.
Yes, that's me.
He moves upon you if he touches you. Don't draw back.
Yes, Lord.
Let him have his way. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
So at this time, this concludes the broadcast for this evening. Mm-hmm. We look forward to meeting you again on Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
To come back to be blessed and to hear the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
And also, if you desire, get on that guest line so you can give your testimony that
yes,
someone
Lord.
Else can be blessed. God
yes,
bless
Lord.
You, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night, everyone.
God bless everyone.
Amen.
God bless everyone.
God bless.
God bless you.